Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening, and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in the City of Broad. I'll be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary nor required for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in, well, they are welcome to listen. And please do. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, and this repeater, if it should ever have problems, the secondary would be the 146.97 repeater, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time or thereabouts, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers, and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPS net is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in phase, please state if you have any questions for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. Just let us know that you have one. There are three sections to the TIPS net. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements with upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button and listen to ensure that no one else was calling at the same time you did. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or a question. Let me reset the repeater. This is Kilo Charlie 1. Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I am your net control station for the evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here is Kilo 1 Romeo Mike November. Bob in Monville, no questions at this time.
Okay, net recognizes Bob, K1RMN from Monville. Further check-ins, please call him. Net recognizes Steve, NK1V, from Coventry. Further check-ins, please call now. Well, good evening, Bob and Steve. And looks like we're going to start with a small list this evening. For those that may be listening to this in the future, on the am1700.org/tipsnet on the interweb. I am recording this in a car, so any extraneous noises you hear are caused by that. And it is a beautiful evening here, nice and cool outside, about 57 degrees. And I was, just for your both of your information, we do have the Tri-City Amateur Radio Auction coming up on, I think, October 26th, last Saturday in October, as usual. And I was over there helping Tom, WA2RYV, get some stuff together at the Red Cross office, where they've been kind of given marching orders to consolidate a bit. And there's going to be a number of pieces of coax available, most of it about 20, 25 feet in length, with a PL connection on one end, maybe not the other. That'll be up for auction. And some longer cables as well. And also, I think some, I think a spool of number 8, no, that was something else. I've forgotten what else was in the box there, but just an FYI that we're kind of gathering stuff together, and hopefully everybody else is doing that too, going through their project files and going through their what they've stored on the shelves behind that thing that you are going to work on is something you were going to work on, and a decision to be made whether you're going to keep hanging on to it or maybe pass it on to somebody else to work on or make use of. But let's go for a round of comments, and I think we'll start with Bob, seeing as he was at the top of the list, and see what kind of comments you may have for the day, and we'll go from there. So, Bob, K1RMN, is net control, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. Actually, I'm second from the bottom, if you want to look at it that way. Makes the list sound a little longer, maybe? I'm not sure. Looking forward to the auction. I've got quite a stack of gear in my basement from Mr. Dean that hopefully we'll get a chance to go through this Saturday and clean up. There's cables and some transceivers and a whole lot of electronics for anybody that's a real hobbyist. A lot of stuff there, so I think that should attract some attention at the auction. And we'll definitely announce here tonight and on the traffic nets to make sure that everybody hears about the auction and that we can get some more volunteers to come up there and give us a hand, because we're getting close and we need more bodies. 1 second. Not much that I was interested in talking about tonight. Other than the weather is really awesome, these cool nights and fairly nice days are, this is my favorite time of year when fall just starts to come in. Propagation on the radio last night, I was down on 160 meters and it was really good, and up on 80 for a while. So I've been very lucky, and also have the new club ICOM. IC7300, got that up and running, and been using that next to my other one, so having a lot of fun with radios this week. With that, this is K1RMN, back to net control.
Yes, indeed. I think there's going to be a lot of good stuff at the auction this year. There's also there's an SK by the name of Pelletier down in Groton, I believe, who's there's also some gear from there that's going to be at the auction. So it'll make it quite interesting. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club decided to go ahead and, for the betterment of its members, pick up the ICOM 7300 and a Yaesu FT450D. And both seem to be very superb radios, user-friendly as far as all reports are coming in. And hopefully the members will get a lot of use out of those. Looking forward to getting my hands on one for during next field day as well. And let's go on to Steve and see what comments he may have for us this evening. NK1B, KC1TWR.
This is NK1V. Good evening, Tim. Good evening, Bob. Hopefully I'll get down to the auction this year. I don't know why it seems so far away. It's not that far away. It just seems like timing all that. And I'm assuming, and either one of you can correct me when I'm next round, that if anybody can bring items to the auction, and I'm assuming there's some sort of percentage that the club would get off the sales and how all that works. Actually, I could use a run by on that. And been doing some cleaning up down in the basement, cleaning some stuff up all over the place, and I kind of humorous. I have some big roll around bins that I acquired from work that had come in, and I got one of them that I put all like the car kind of stuff in, and one has got like tool kind of stuff, you know, just house tools and stuff, and I've got one more left, and I'm gonna try to see if I can fit in it, and it's pretty big, everything to do, you know, all my extra stuff for ham radio and similar stuff, fit all that into one, and then other than my station, have no other stuff stashed around the house, so we'll see how that goes. Hi. Other than that, that's all I got for this round. NK1V, back to net.
Well, thank you, Steve, and yeah, I hope you make it down this year. All right, same place, Gales Ferry Firehouse, on Route 12, right across from the Dow Chemical plant. And just remember, when you pull, if you haven't been there before, you drive into the parking lot in front of the Gales Ferry Firehouse, go around to the back, and that's where the entrance is to the air hall where this auction takes place. There's no tables or anything else. This isn't like a ham fest. This is an actual auction. We have an auctioneer. This year it's going to be KE1IU. I think he did it last year as well. He also does the race on auction in the spring. He's very good at it, very knowledgeable about the equipment, so he's able to describe it and good rapport with the audience. There's a $2 entrance fee for both sellers and buyers per person. Heavy charge, $2. Anyhow, you can bring in your items. Make sure and tag. When you register, tell them yes, you want to sell, and they, or you'll be, when you register, you get a number anyhow. It's a registration number. It's we start at one and we go up to whatever number of people. Usually, we get somewhere between 50 and 65 people. So anyhow, you get your number. You can bid with that number, and it's a regular verbal bids. It's not secret bids or anything else. And if you have something to sell, bring it in, put it on the table, make sure and mark it with your item number. That means we do supply painter's tape with Black Magic markers, so you can use that to put a piece of blue tape on there and put your number on it, so that the painter's tape won't take off anything that's won't damage whatever your item is. Mainly it's cash or check. And I believe this year, it started a little bit last year, I think this year they're also going to have one of those squares so you can use a credit debit card. But if you do that, the 2.5%, I think they charge, will be tacked on to whatever your total is. So if you buy, you know, $100 worth of items, you'd end up paying $102.50, something like that. I can't remember the details. I will try and make sure that Tri-City, I know they have a posting on the TriCityArc.net website about the auction. I've forgotten whether it gives all the details or not, but that's the main rundown. Doors open about 8 o'clock for sellers to come in, 9 o'clock for the buyers to come in and start looking at things. The actual auction starts promptly at 10 o'clock. And I've gabbed on long enough. Let me reset the repeater. Okay, and this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. All radio amateur radio operators are welcome to join if they would like to do so. And we'll do a call out for anybody who would like to check in. Please call now.
Here is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo, Russian Grunt, good evening.
Here is WA2RYV, Tom Gilsferry.
Okay, and that recognizes Josh, K0JEB, and Tom, WA2RYV. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, gentlemen, we'll be giving you instant service. I don't know how long you've been able to listen. The main topic so far has been the upcoming auction. I just rattled off a spiel about some of the details of it. Josh, seeing as you're next in the list, maybe you can tell us, if you can remember off the top of your head, if the website gives details such as what time the auction starts, what the entrance fee is, and what have you. Oh, and what the what percent commission is kept by the club as people's donation, as it were, when they sell an item. So if you sell an item for $100, you know, what percentage of that goes to the club and what percentage goes to the person who brought the item. And if you don't remember, I think I do, but I would rather go ahead and pass that on to you. K0JEB, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR is K0JB. nothing like jumping in the hot seat right off the bat. I want to say it was 10% of the sale that went back to the club. I'd have to look back in my notes. I don't have them in front of me right now, but I believe it's 10%. And then there was something in there where if there was a certain dollar amount, if it was down to you know, like the items that go for $1, $2, there was a minimum amount that we got off the sale, just to make it easy. And as far as the information on a website, I'm going to have to take a look, maybe update it and add some more information to it. Right off the bat, I want to thank everybody for coming together, and I know I've been putting stuff out in emails, and I haven't exactly had a chance to email back everyone individually, thanking them for volunteering to help out with the different jobs, but I wanted to say thank you. I kind of, just trying to get everything squared away. We only have one meeting before the auction left, and it seems like the time's running out on everything. Let me reset. I also wanted to offer a question up to the group. I'm trying to learn a little bit more about phase lock loop circuits and filters and basically the individual components for building a transceiver. And I was wondering if anyone had any good free online material references that would be good to go and look at to get a little bit more in-depth detail and help edumacate myself. That's a question I have for the group tonight. Hopefully I covered all your questions. KC1TWR is K0JB.
Thank you, Josh. And yes, I do believe it's a 10% commission that goes to the club, and then the 90% goes back to the owner. And if the item is, if the item is, I think it's a dollar or less than the, in other words, the minimum contribution that goes back to the club is, I believe, a dollar. But Tom is up next, and I know he's an expert on such matters. So we will ask him about that, and anything else you might want to talk about is including phase lock loop and components to build transceivers. So what do you think there, Tom? WA2RYV from Net Control, KC1TWR.
Okay, Tim, very good. This is WA2RYV. I confirm this. We take a 10% commission on all sales, and that's caveated with a 10% or $1 minimum on all transactions. So what that means, if an item is bid up to a buck, the club takes the buck. If it goes to $5, we'll take a dollar on the transaction. If it goes to 10, then it's obviously 10%. But we take a dollar each transaction, and that's had the effect of kind of cleaning things up a little bit. We used to get boxes of floor sweepings out of people's shops. And I would work inordinately hard to try and get a dime or a quarter or a buck for it. And we came to the conclusion that if we're going to work that hard for that stuff, then we'll take the whole dollar. And the effect has been to really improve the quality of things that show up at the auction, generally. And nobody's had any particular problem with that. But it has cleaned up. We used to get boxes of iron, of transformers, and things that had scrap value, and that was about it. And it took a lot of effort to find a buyer for it. Nowadays, we've kind of cleaned things up. As far as the phase lock loop is concerned, there are a number of... if you take a look at in the ARL handbook, that's got some good write-ups on it. I'm not sure. I probably got some other things around here. I can't say as I'm an expert in phase lock loops. I've played a little bit over the years, but I hardly put myself in the expert category. If you want to build a transceiver, Josh, you might talk to George Blahoon, KS1U. And George is a very skilled and experienced builder, and should be coming around to club meetings over the course of the winter. He's pretty busy in the summer, but he tries to make it in the winter. But George built a transceiver a number of years ago that was really quite a work of art. And he can give you some tips on at least how he did it. I don't know if this was a phase lock loop one or if it was an analog device, but it was. I remember it clearly. It was a real work of art that he put together. So you might consider George. I guess that's about all I have. WA2RYV.
Very good advice, Tom. Thank you. And thank you for the clarification on the auction commissions. And we are now at the bottom of the list again, so I will do a quick call out before we go to the top. Anyone else that would like to join, please call now.
This is Kilo One Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening.
It recognizes Dave, K1DCT from Preston. Any further check-ins, please call now. Well, Dave, people may think you're regular because I picked up your name and you're down without you mentioning it. But anyhow, before we go to the top of the list, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make any comments. We've been talking mainly about the auction. And Josh had a question about anyone who might be knowledgeable about phase lock loop circuits. So what do you think, K1DCT from KC1TWR?
All right, well, good evening to all those on the net. I've been listening for a bit here. Like Tom, I've played with some phase lock loops and... especially in my time doing mobile radio work, but certainly no expert and wouldn't want to lead them down the wrong path. I think probably the league handbook would probably be a good place to start, and I'm sure there's some other probably good books that the league offers in other places. I can look around here and see if I have anything that might help. And that's about it. Back to net, K1DCT.
Okay, very good. And thank you, Dave. And yes, there is absolutely no crime in listening for a while before you check in. Those that would like to just listen on the site, that's fine too. Okay, well, let's go back around to the top of the list. And with all this talk about the auction and phased lock loop and so forth, let's see if Bob has any comments about all of that, or maybe he's thought of something new he'd like to bring up. K1RMN, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. Well, I don't really have anything new. Phase lock loops, there is a lot of literature out there on doing that, and used to be quite a few different kits for that kind of thing, and I agree with Tom. George is the guy you probably want to talk to. He is quite the kit builder, and may have some good information on how to do what you you want to do. Looking forward to the auction. I have maybe a few things of my own to bring up to that, and I will be there to do whatever needs to be done, and hopefully we'll have a good one this year. It sounds like we're going to have some good stuff. This is K1RMN, back to net.
Thank you, Bob. And yeah, I believe George is probably going to be at the October meeting, because last I knew, I think he was going to give a presentation. I don't have the computer in front of me right now, so I can't tell you what the presentation was going to be about. But Josh, if you can wait that long, you can talk to him then. If not, you can check on QRZ for his email address. And if it's not there, I'm sure one of us can get it to you. Okay. With all this talk about auctions and phase lock loop and so forth, let's see if Steve has any comment on it. NK1V, KC1TWR.
NK1V. First, thank you, Tom and Josh, for clarifying on the auction. I've actually never been to one of those. After instance, maybe I'll put something together to see what I got around. It's worth something to... if nothing else, I'm going to try and get down there. We'll, as it gets closer, we'll see what the schedule does. And, geez, I commend you, Josh, on even thinking about building something. I just don't have the... I have not done anything with building any kind of bigger devices, you know, connectors and cables and antennas and adapters and all that kind of stuff. But I got nothing for you on that, but... That is something that eventually I'd like to do, is at least build one nice little transceiver or something like that, even something QRP or something, just to say I did it and to make a couple good contacts. And I don't want to spend a bunch doing it, and I don't want it to be necessarily a super performer, but just be able to do that and say I did it. So good for you. Hopefully you'll find the information and stuff and move forward on that. I think that's all I got for this round, so I will pass it on back to net. NK1V.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Good comment then. And we're going to go on to Josh. And my apologies for putting him on the hot seat like that. I did say that if you didn't know what the percentage was, I thought I did. So I didn't offer you an escape clause, as it were. But I think you came through with shining colors. And I'll see if I can help you as far as the data on the web page and make sure that it's. I can send you what I have from previous years, and maybe that'll be helpful. I was thinking also that I already made the comment about George being in the October meeting, And there's also, depending on how elaborate the phase lock loop circuit and what you're doing with the transceiver, and the interest that Steve just expressed, sounds like you may be able to also make a presentation out of this. If it works out, if it makes sense to you, and if you're comfortable with it, and if it lends itself to being a adequate information and being able to be built into a presentation. So I'm not trying to put you on the hot seat again. It just dawned on me, hey, you know, maybe that would work, be nice, because I do know in listening to some of the clubs up at Boxborough and so forth that apparently some of the interest that they're getting people in again is like the small QRP 40 meter CW transceivers that can be built, and I think there's kits out there for about $59 or $60, something like that, or maybe even cheaper, who knows. So something to think about. But now that I've rambled on and on, let's see if Josh has a comment. K0JEB, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR is K0JEB. yeah, I wish I had a pen handy. I would have written down half of what you just said, so I didn't lose my track here. For starters, yes, I believe George is scheduled for doing a presentation at the October meeting. I haven't had a chance to talk to Mike. I do want to try and see if we can get the presentation before the actual meeting, so that way anyone that does attend the presentation doesn't have to stick around for the business part of it if they don't feel like it. Don't forget, Tim, you're also on the tech committee for the club, so please do feel free to update the information on the website. I kind of need a little bit of help right now because I got my time's getting split working at Domino's, stuff with the family, and all the planning we're trying to do for this auction. Let me reset. I forgot where I was going with my train of thought, but that's very good. I am going to try and talk to George. On a side note, I want to report that I think I had mentioned here on one of the nets over the last month or so that I had came across a Philco 38-9 old AM receiver. It has two bands on there. Does the regular AM broadcast, and I've even heard some CW on it. Not sure exactly what the frequency was, because the dial is not synced with the actual frequency that's listening on. It's working good, and after completing that, I started doing a little research on how the radios work, and so just trying to broaden my horizons a little bit. And thank you everybody for the feedback there. KC1TWR, K0JB.
Okay, thank you, Josh. We will. I'll definitely help out with the webpage. I'll get that updated with the auction information. And maybe next round you can also tell us what do you think were some of the challenging aspects of getting that Philco running again, and what you had to do without, you know, having to go into too many details. But I'm sure we're all kind of curious on what was needed to get it back into restored enough so that you could actually pick up stations and listen in. Okay, and with that, we'll go on to Tom and see if he's got any further thoughts about either the auction or the phase loop or the old Philco tube-type radios. WA2RYB, KC1TWR.
Still WA2RYB. Old Philco tube-type radios. Okay, been there, done that. Long time ago. I've got some old Hammerlin radios here that I need to buff up, so that's a project for another day. Just one last thought on the auction. I think our PR and advertising is kind of behind the curve this year. It does not appear that we got into QST in October. I don't know if the league administration got notified, the league section manager, and that's what triggers the donations, the gift certificates they send over. And to top it off, the listing on the MIT list that so many people use had the wrong date for the auction for whatever reason. So I have communicated with Steve, the editor of that list, and asked him to correct the date. The list shows November 4th, and it's really obviously the 26th of October. I guess I'll try and I'll look. I think you can get on the league's online Hamfest site, get a listing on that in relatively short order. So I'll see if I can post something on that. But it really behooves us to really talk up the event in all forums, on the air, amongst your friends. If you go to Hamfest, pass the word. The Nutmeg Hamfest is coming up, and there may be another one. Deerfield is also coming up. Somebody wanted to design up and grind out a stack of handbills, or design one that distributed on the email list, and everybody can print their own out if they're going to the Hamfest, and at least print out a dozen of them and pass them out. But, so we kind of got behind the curve on that one. Another source, Josh, for PLL information, I don't see it right off the bat, but that hands-on radio experiments column that Ward Silver ran in QST for a number of years may very well have had some information, may have had some experiments or discussions on PLL and how it really functions, and those are all available. All of those are available on the league website. The whole, I don't know how many hundred of them he did, but they were all well written, very understandable, and that might be a source of some technical information for you too. Sort of the later handbooks are sources. Most of that sort of thing is being done these days with chips, specialized chips, and so there's not a lot of individual components that you've got to put together. It's just a matter of getting the right chips together and power them and so forth. So those are just thoughts on that subject. PLL is a fantastic thing that gives you tremendous frequency stability and timing and all sorts of wonderful things that make not only radio possible, but satellites and satellite communications, and they become the frequency standards for about everything. Okay, that's about all I've got. Thanks. WA2RYV.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Tom. And that kind of also raises the question about if anybody's planning to go to the Nutmeg Hamfest or the Near Fest. I've got to look at my calendar and see if that's going to fit into my plans. It'd be good to get up there again. I've been to Near Fest once, and like to go again. And I've been up to the Nutmeg twice, I think. And I think I'd like to go again. So I'll have to check the calendar and see what else is going on. And we'll go from there. And, Dave, we're finally back to you again. You've heard a lot of chit-chat and talk and so forth. What do you think, K1DCT, KC1TWR?
All right, well, very good. This is K1DCT. Let's see. Yes, I've been to Nearfest, Deerchester, whatever it is. I've been there a few times over the years. Always had a good time. Just it's a long ride. And I'm contemplating the Nutmeg thing because that's only about an hour. And I've been there a few times too. When it's been in various places, and always had a good time, never bought anything too significant, but always come home with a pocket full of connectors or something. So it's always a good outing. So outside of that, I did find a little bit of information in a couple of books I had here about phase lock loop. I took a picture of them and emailed them to Josh, so don't know if that'll help or not. Probably won't hurt, but not coming up with a lot of stuff. I, through the years, have tossed out a lot of books and or taken them to the auction and put them in a box, and they went for a buck, and so I didn't get anything out of it. But that's okay. They were gone and hopefully in a happy place. But that's about it. Not much going on here. Glad to hear Josh got that Philco. I think he said it was a Philco going. And it's not a big deal to line up the actual tuning spot with the indicator. I don't know if you need dial cord, I have some of that, or just, you know, good known signal, and you can crank it in. So, probably just slipped a little bit over the years, unless somebody's been in there and thought they knew more than they should have. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. Good comments. And, yeah, it's, you know, I was thinking a signal generator might be, I agree, would be a good idea. That way, broadcast on a particular frequency, and then he can adjust the dial to make sure that it's reading correctly. That may or may not solve his problem, but it would be a good first step, I think. Okay, we are at the bottom of the list again. And let me do another call out before I mention anything else. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and my name is, my call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim. I'm currently at Fort Griswold in Broughton, Connecticut, and looking for any further check-ins. Please call now.
Papa John, City of Groton. I have no questions.
Okay, net recognizes John, W1JOP in Groton. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, before I go back to the top of the list, John, we'll give you instant service. I don't know how much you've been listening. We've been talking about the upcoming auction on October 26th, talking about Josh's project where he got a old Philco 38-9 tube-type AM CW radio to work again, which is great. And he had questions about phase lock loop. So any comments on any of that before we go back to the top of the list? W1JOP, KC1TWR.
know the set occurs the same weekend as the auction, so I hope everybody can divide the time between the two somehow. I just got an email from Vinny, so I'm going to look over. Yeah, I guess it was Vinny, wasn't it? KP1GDX. You probably get the same thing, so it was 6:45 tonight. Anyway, pass it back to that. This is W1GOP.
Yes, indeed, John. And if it's the one that he forwarded from Mike, W8ZY, I think it is, a lot of good information in there. Last year's SET, simulated emergency test, conducted by the Connecticut Aries, didn't go so well. So this year they are pulling out the stops and they're going to try and use multitudes of types of communication and try and set things up for a much better SET. The interesting thing is that, you know, up here in Connecticut, we're basically, we have blue sky events, meaning that a lot of them are practice drills. We don't have that many real emergencies like they do down where hurricanes actually hit with more frequency, or tornadoes out in the Midwest, etc. So they're trying to make sure that our practice simulated emergency tests keep us on our toes. Okay, I'm going to go to the top of the list. We are getting close to the top of the hour, so we're going to go down this list one more time in the first section of the TipsNet. There'll be another section for announcements and items of interest, and then the third section for anything amateur radio related for buy, sell, or swap, or want. But I do want to go down through the list one more time. And before I do that, I do want to thank the various people who have been net control for the past 3 months. Kevin, KA6PDG, Dave, K1DCT, Steve, NK1B, and earlier in this year, Josh, K0JEB. I'd like to thank all of you for stepping forward and helping during running net control. This is a great net to run, especially if you haven't done it before or if you're kind of rusty, because we're all kind of friendly here. And what I do is 4 times a year, I ask for volunteers for the next 3 months. So I'm now looking for volunteers for net control for October, November, and December for the TipsNet that meets on Wednesdays at 7. You can either let me know on the radio, you can let me know via email, or however you'd like to do it. Usually a person will take either the first weekend of the month, first Wednesday of the month, or the second Wednesday of the month, or the third or the fourth, etc., and go that way. That way they have regularity, and that's a nice pattern. So anybody that would like to do that, just let me know. Let me reset. Okay. And so we'll go down once more through the list before we go to the other two sections. And we'll start with Bob, K1RMN. This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. I will be going to NearFest with Bill K1EV, so there may be room for another one on our way up. If anybody's interested, just let us know. Looking forward to that. Never been, but should be pretty big. I made it out to Dayton last spring, so we'll try this one on for size. With that, I don't have much else tonight, so I'm going to send it back to Net Control. This is K1RMN.
Okay, very good. From my time up there at NearFest, I will say one thing. Keep an eye on the weather, because it's almost all outside. So bring an umbrella if it's warranted. But hopefully the weather will be good for you. Usually is. And let's go on to Steve and K1V. This is KC1TWR.
And K1V. I most likely will not be making it to NearFest, but I do want to try to get to Nutmeg this year. So we'll see how that goes. And other than that, we're almost running low here, so I will pass.
pass it on. NK1V, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Steve. And I hope you're successful in getting to Nutmeg. And next we'll go to Josh, see what Hilsey's got cooking. K0JEB, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR is K0JEB. Don't have anything else cooking right now. Real quick, the process of getting that radio back up and running was pretty much replacing all the capacitors. There was a couple I decided not to replace, only because some of the values were hard to find replacements for. And after getting them back together, I discovered that the band switch is kind of intermittent, so I have to take it all back apart just to take that switch apart and clean it and get it working again. But anyway, thank you everybody for all the help you're doing to support the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. And if it wasn't for you guys coming in and joining in on this net right here, it'd be an awfully quiet evening right now. So thank you everyone for participating in this and giving me a place to go when I have technical questions. Talk about giving everybody a pat on the back, huh? All right, everybody have a good night. KC1TWR, this is K0JEB.
Yeah, very good, Josh. And yes, it's always a pleasure when you're attending the net as well. You always bring good information, sometimes excellent questions, sometimes stumpers too. So that's good. And let's see what Tom may have to say this final round of the first section of the tips net. WA2RYB, KC1TWR.
Okay, Tim. I'm not much of a computer graphics guy, but I'll see what I can... see if I can draw. See what I can draw in the way of a handbill. But if you'd all kind of watch the reflector, if I can get something together that isn't too embarrassing, I'll put it up on the reflector and you can print a few out and pass them out in the situations that you might go to. Josh, I'm curious, did you say you replaced all the capacitors? Obviously, I would doubt that you replaced the micas. I assume you replaced the electrolytics. Did you replace, the question is, did you replace the papers? The tubular capacitors that weren't electrolytic, I'm just curious about that. And if you need them, I've got a couple of books here on old radio servicing, I mean, books from the period that tell you how to line them up and adjust everything. And I've got the SigGen and stuff you might need to do it with too if you're interested in that. Okay, that's enough for one night. WA2RYV.
Okay, thank you, Tom. And back to Josh real quick. Any comments based on Tom's comments? K0JEB, KC1TWR.
K0JB, to answer your question, I replaced the electrolytic capacitors, including the one big capacitor can that was bolted to the top side next to one of the tubes. I actually just disconnected the wiring going to it and replaced it with a more modern capacitor underneath, and all the paper wound wax covered capacitors, I replaced those as well. I did also manage to get it running without replacing any of the resistors, although some of the values were a little off, but when I replaced the capacitors, I also replaced some of them with tell you that they were supposed to be, but it worked out pretty well. There's pretty much no hum on it, and I did use some modern ceramic capacitors and stuff that I managed to pick up from K1EV. So hope that answers your question. It's K0JB, back to net.
Okay, very good. Tom, any last comment about that conversation?
Nope, that covers it. Good job. Congratulations. It's always nice when projects like that work. WQ8 to RYV.
Yes, indeed. Great job, Josh. Okay, on to Dave, K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
Well, not too much, but I know if we're going to get to a swap cell section, but I will just let you know I did pick up that 20-meter beam from, W1WFE. I looked it over, and a lot of the tube, particularly some of the main boom tube, is split, so structurally not sound, but there is a lot of aluminum there, so if somebody's looking for some aluminum for an antenna, I've got it all safely stored now, and you know, if somebody wants something, we can work it out. K1DCT.
Oh, very good, Dave. Sorry to hear that the antenna wasn't in better shape. But aluminum is aluminum. That's always a good thing. Better than having it being steel and all rusted to the point where it's unusable. So glad you're squirreling it away. You never know when it might be useful. Okay, John, you've heard a full round now. Any comments on what you've been hearing? W1JOP, KC1TWR.
I think Josh's radio thing is pretty cool, but other than that, I really don't have much more to add, so I'll just listen now. This is W1JOP.
Okay, very good. Well, that completes the first section of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. We'll proceed quickly through to the second section, announcements and items of interest. We've already covered the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club auction coming up on October 26th. And if anybody has any access to closed environments like the Navy sub base or colleges, etc., might not be a bad idea to post a little notice. We'll try and get the web page set up in such a way you can print out the web page and post that if you wish. The part of the web page that talks about the auction. Give us a day or two for that. Any further announcements or items of interest that anybody would like to bring up, please call now. Okay, we'll jump right into the third section, the cell swap or looking for amateur radio related items. Is there anyone that wishes to swap cell or are looking for any amateur radio related items? I will start us off by saying that, to my knowledge, Frank, KB1 FBM, the fellow who helps us at the Gales Ferry Firehouse, is still looking for any 2-meter radio that has a separate head, so you can mount the radio, for instance, under the seat of his new Dodge Caravan type vehicle, and mount the head up where you can get at it. Unfortunately, the vehicle doesn't lend itself to putting a whole radio up front, so that's why he's looking for something that's split like that. And at worst, he'll see if there's anything that comes up at the auction, but that's what he's looking for at this point. And he's on limited funds. I'll just let it go with that. Any further, anyone else that has anything for either that they're looking, Where am I here? Oh, third section, yes. Anyone else that has anything that they wish to swap, sell, or are looking for in the amateur radio-related environment, please call now.
This is K1RMN.
Okay, for those listening, I usually pause after someone like Bob speaks so that anybody else that has something, I can get a lineup. But in this case, Bob's the only one, so we'll go direct to Bob. K1RMN, please proceed.
Yeah, this is K1RMN. I got a couple items. The first one's an Alinco DR735, 2-meter 440 split front radio. I have a TYT MD380. With an extra battery. I have a TYT MD2017 with an extra mic, and a TYT MD9600, which is their mobile rig. So that's four of those that I have available if anybody's interested. K1RMN, back to net.
Okay, very good. Anyone have any questions for Bob or want him to repeat any of the model numbers, please call now. Okay, anybody else that has anything, amateur radio-related items that they'd like to offer up for either sale, swap, or looking for, please call now. Okay, this is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, weekly tips net. Any additional check-ins before we close the net, please call now. Okay, great net, everybody. That was the last call. No further check-ins. We're going to go ahead and close the net. But I'd like to... thanks all that participated. Bob, Steve, Josh, Tom, Dave, and John. And also like to thanks to all who stood by and listened as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club that sponsors this net has their meetings on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office on Route 32 in Montville, Connecticut. Meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club can be found at their website, www.tricityarc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is KC1TWR. Good evening and 73.